RCBA Mobile.
Gerald TR, stationary.
You already done with your shopping? Oh, you were getting a battery, weren't you?
I'll give you the tip of the day. I was just getting ready to engrave the date on it. That old boy's fast. I'm back home. It's Battery Express. It's right up the road on Highway 14. I don't know if you've ever been up 14 or not. You seen that caboose and all of them statues and stuff out in the field there by that big farm?
KB4CBA. Yeah, I have. As a matter of fact, what year is your vehicle?
It's 2011, and that place is Battery Express, LLC. And it's just before you get to that farm. And I just had that battery changed out, and it's $85 for an Exide battery. And I just talked to a lady at the bank, and she just gave $159 for a battery at Advanced Auto for her four-cylinder car, Ford.
Just shot way up. They, in the last, I don't know, two, three, 4 years, you know, you used to get a battery for $75, $100 easy, and, you know, now it's $125. And so if you get one for under $100, you're doing good.
Yeah, I think this one here I got at Advanced Auto was like $159 last time. And these are Exide, and for many, 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 well, 32 years, I used to change the batteries out in forklifts and vehicles and all of that stuff, and Exide was my favorite in the scissor lifts and that, in the deep cycles. It lasts the longest. One of them had 10 12-volt batteries in series, and the other one had six 6-volt batteries in series in the scissor lifts. And I'd always go out to the golf course just to be able to buy Exide batteries. And there's only two or three, four manufacturers of batteries now anyways. I think it's due to the fact there is no more lead being smelted in the United States. And I think they recycle all of this stuff. But I got one in the Tacoma the other day. It was just $90, Dave.
Yeah, you have to give them your old battery as a core, and and they, I'm sure they rebuild them, however they do that, I'm not sure, but anyway, well, I went to Ace Hardware and got what I needed, so I'm headed back to the house, and my wife's I think she's cooking up, getting ready to start cooking up a meal for us here in a little while.
Well, I might add, if you pay cash, it's cheaper, and so I did. And I was about broke, so I had to go by the bank and get some cash, and then I went up there. Yeah, Bernice is doing that. We bought a rotisserie chicken at Costco's this morning, and so she'll add some sides with that, and it makes a wonderful meal, and then later on, she takes the remnants of that and makes chicken and dumplings or chicken and noodles, which is really good. But I'm going to go over here and write the date on that with one of those engraving pencils. I always do. He didn't even bother to write the date code, but he gave me a sales slip and the date on it and the battery and size of it and all. So I was really pleased, and I'm sure I'll be pleased with dinner this evening. We just eat twice a day, and we had to go early this morning, and I had to get up at 6:30. 9:30 and get down to get the Earl changed down at Duncan at 9 o'clock. Got that done. Got Mobile One in it. New filter. So everything ought to be good to go on the car anyway, and the truck for that matter. And I got to go out and clean the watering system for the chickens and then take Bernice down to get her cataract taken off in the morning.
Oh, my goodness. I know cataract surgery's come a long way. They say it's not as bad as it used to be, but it kind of gives me the willies because they can't put you to sleep. But anyway, well, so I wish her well. I had dropped a screw off the brake caliper or brake reservoir cover on my motorcycle, and you can imagine it was a little bitty screw, and of course it fell down into the engine compartment, and there's about 10 million places for it to hide, and I looked with a flashlight, and then I fished around in places I couldn't see with a magnet, and I never did find it. So I finally just went to Ace Hardware and got one just like it, thank goodness, and so I can clamp that reservoir down because I want to take my bike out for a ride. It's such a nice day. I'm thinking about going for a ride today.
Channel 4 is doing a special on motorcycle accidents. I think it's today. And, oh no, it's Fox Channel, isn't it? One of the two. I think it's Fox Channel 21-1. Anyways, not Fox News Channel, but the local Fox station. And be worth listening to because the rate of accidents has gone up exponentially. So be careful out there. We don't want to lose you. And you got, I always say you got to be a little paranoid and think the other people are out to get you. And if you're not, they'll get you.
That old saying, live to ride, ride to live. And I really didn't know what that meant exactly, but you ride in such a way as to live, and you love riding so much that you live to ride. So you don't see me doing crazy things on my motorcycle, and so hopefully, unless somebody just pulls out in front of me, and it can stop a lot quicker than a car, I should be all right. I try to take back roads and stay off the main roads and, avoid as much traffic as I can.
There's those that have been down and those that are going down. And the other one is, keep the shiny side up. You do all of those, you'll be all right. Anyways, Dave, I'll let you go, buddy, and talk to you down the line. And there's no other words of wisdom I can offer you out there today. I was very pleased with this no-maintenance battery. I'd rather have them where you put water in them, but that's life nowadays in the fast lane. I couldn't believe they charged that lady $159 for a battery for a four-cylinder Ford. Yikes. Times, they do change. Of course, every time we go to the grocery store lately, everything's jumped about $2. Gas was $2.32.9 at Sam's and Costco's today, so I got some push water at Costco's. Take care. Have a good day, Dave. KB4CBA and 0TR. Be clear with your final.
My Marine buddy I used to ride with before he moved, we'd ride almost every weekend. And that's why he said there's two types of riders, those that are, have gone down and those that are going down. And, you know, it's not a matter of if, it's just a matter of when. And the other big saying is, chrome won't get you home. But anyway, my bike has like a bit of chrome on it. All right, well, you have a good one, and I'll talk to you later. Behave yourself, KP, N0TR, KP4CBA. Clear.